So with we're doing a day of closure. Some updates for you.
Why not? Do.
Yes, we will. Thanks, Yoda. Group therapy, we had Lucy. This was about a month ago or so. And she is young. She's 20. Guy, best friend, 22 years old. He lives in Florida. He was moving back to the area, been her best friend. She wrote this poem. It was a, like, lay my heart out, say, I want to become more than friends with
it
you.
It put it all out there.
Yes.
But the thing was that they had kind of lost touch over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So we were just kind of thinking, well, is this the right time
to
unload that? Should we wait until he moves back, gets acclimated, you spend some more time together, feel if there are any vibes, and then maybe give him your poem?
Yeah, and so we said that to her, and she was like, yeah, thanks. I'm going
to
do my own thing, and gave him the
and
poem
gave it
anyway.
To him.
Yeah, exactly. So he
and he was like, that was thoughtful.
Yes, and so still.
And she was excited about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she was excited, and we were still kind of like, is thoughtful a good thing?
What does that mean?
So we reached back out to her, and we're like, hey, how are things? How are things?
She says, hey, guys. Things are actually going really great. Like, surprisingly great.
Okay.
I know everyone was telling me to slow down and not give him the poem, but I didn't listen, and now we're actually dating. He's officially moved back, and we've been spending a lot of time together.
Wow.
Also, I heard everyone freaking out about him texting. That was thoughtful, like it was some kind of polite brush off, but that's honestly just how he is.
Mm.
He's always been a little reserved like that. Mm. I've known him since we were kids, so I know that was actually a really genuine response from him.
Okay.
So, yeah. Turns out my risky poem move worked out after all. Just wanted to say thanks for checking in. Also, haters gonna hate. I'll definitely keep you posted if anything crazy happens next.
Wow. Okay. So maybe we're wrong.
Maybe we got that wrong.
We got that one wrong. And now
she knew him best, and she knew that that would work.
Now listen, maybe we didn't get it wrong, but because had she waited, had she kind of like gone and felt things out and stuff, maybe the same result would have happened.
Right.
But she just sped it up and still it all worked. So
she made it happen.
I was going to say, maybe this is the guy. This is. So I think it helped because they were friends for so long growing up.
Right.
And
they knew each other well.
Yeah, maybe they knew each other well. All right. Well, that's good.
Look at that.
Look at that.
We kind of didn't have a hand in that one at all. Like, we're not going to take credit for that.
Just no, Lucy not at
did
all.
Lucy, and she plowed ahead with her plan, and it worked out. So that's great.
That's right.
That's great.
She was like, yeah, you know, I reached out to you guys. I heard what you had to say, and I did my own thing still,
Thank
and it
you.
Worked out.
Condescending pat on the head. I'm
right.
going to go do my own thing.
That's not the first time that's ever happened for us, but still, I would chalk that up as a victory.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it's working out again. Mm-hmm. Keep us posted, Lucy.
And that, my friend, is what they call closure.
Yes. But, you know, have they dropped the L word yet? Where do we stand on that?
Kelly, I think we're good.
I'm still fishing.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Thanks.
I feel like we're friends now. So I just want to stay in touch.
All right. Hey, thank you for the update, Lucy. Appreciate you getting back with
great.
Us. And
yay!
Yeah.
We love love!
Yeah, we're getting all sorts of updates today here on 99.7 DJX.